Well, we're walking into the Cork School of Music, which is a fantastic place in the centre of Cork. And Roger, we're going to just have a minute or two with each other as we walk to get a parking permit. How do you think that weird podcast went today?
I think it was good. I lost my train of thought several times. How you managed to keep it going, because you were actually driving, is beyond me.
Well,
I was only the passenger and I couldn't keep track of my thoughts.
So driving in the car, well, you were probably so nervous about, you know, is Paul driving the car in a straight line? And that probably caused you to seize up a bit, because I did an awful lot of talking.
Not at all. No, it wasn't that. But I, yes, for some reason my brain, couldn't engage my brain today.
Have you got any coins to buy a parking ticket with? We're just pausing here to see if we've got enough.
A parking
permit, please. Yeah.
From?
Could we actually have two, please? Do you mind if we have two? I'll get more money anyway. Okay, so we are going to get
these. Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I spoke an awful lot on the podcast today. Partly because I was more nervous than usual. I was more nervous than usual about saying something intelligent, because trying to drive a car and be intelligent at the same time is okay when you're in the car by yourself. But any other thoughts, Roger, about how it went?
Well, do listen to us breaking the law. There you go.
Oh, yes, breaking the law in public. That was, it's very important. We won't say how we broke the law in this review. But did we get away with it from the point of view of quality of sound, do you think, recording the podcast in a car?
I don't know. The alerts for clipping are still there. So I wonder at what points we clipped the audio. But
Can those kind of things be edited, by the way, in post-production? No. They can't, right, okay.
You can bring the volume level down, but the distortion is going to be there still.
Well, we have then we'll have a trade-off. We'll have a trade-off, won't we, between being genuine.
You will.
In other words, messy and imperfect. We'll have a trade-off between being imperfect and being... And putting our best foot forward. Will you close that door for a second? I have to write down the... will you say anything else you'd like to say while I do this?
Other thoughts about the podcast? I don't know. I mean, we tend not to have a topic beforehand. Or if we do, we tend to drift off the topic straight away. So we didn't have a topic specifically for this episode. We were going to record, just in case you haven't heard the previous piece of audio... We were going to arrange to record in a place called the Republic of Work, which we didn't arrange beforehand, so we thought, well, we'll go down anyway and we'll record something on the way down, and we'll talk about possibly the attractiveness of just turning up somewhere and saying we'd like to do something. But we didn't even get that far. The topic changed.
Yeah, what was the topic, as a matter of interest? I forget what the topic was, actually.
Well, part of it was the sales.
The 28th.
Part of it was the sales funnel.
How to sell.
And part of it was how to make a parking space for yourself on a busy street.
In a crowded market.
In a crowded market. So, how do you make your own space in
how
a crowded
How to force
market?
Your way in, into a crowded marketplace. Right. Right, what time is it now? It's 10:21, yeah? Keep talking. Or stop. I mean, you can always finish this little review.
I'm running out of steam, so let's...
Okay, finish. Should we say goodbye or something like
I'll
that?
Say goodbye, then. Say.
Goodbye from Paul.
Goodbye from Paul. I don't even know what platform this is going out on. So whoever you are,
audio,
on whatever platform you're listening to Paul's feed on, thank you for listening.
Okay.
And Paul will talk to you again very soon.
Okay, bye. Bye. Thank you.